change your mind.
Take a chance.
I'm the first in line.
Take a chance. Take a chance.
Honey, I'm still free.
Take a chance.
Take a chance on me.
Take a chance.
If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone.
It's happened. It's happened once again. Despite your best efforts, you've returned to our thrall for another.
Trying to keep us down.
Why is it? What?
Everyone's drinking the Haterade and trying to keep our show down.
Everyone's trying to keep our show down?
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
I think they're upset because I can't even get through an intro without being interrupted.
I feel like there's maybe forces that are trying
maybe
to
just
pull this show.
Maybe I'll just finish introducing the show and then we'll talk about whatever nonsense you're imagining.
Yeah, sure.
My Brother, Me, Episode 5.
Starting we did off it. With a bang.
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
And we are off to a good start. I have got a question. This comes in from Justin from West Virginia. Justin, I should mention before we begin that this is an advice show for the modern era. We offer people advice for free, complimentary advice. And this first question comes in to us from Justin from West Virginia. He says, if you buy a cereal that is called Cupcake Pebbles and is based on cupcakes, how do you eat anything else until that box is empty?
That's a great question. This is so funny because before we started recording the show, you were talking about the merits of Cupcake Pebbles. And also your name is Dustin and also you're from West Virginia.
That's weird.
The coincidence is overwhelming.
That's weird. You're right. We should skip this question. I think it might be a prank. This first question comes in from Alan via Gmail. Alan asks, this year I'm running for the office of student body president in my high school. I'm a popular enough guy, but my opponent has an unfair advantage. His name is Adam West. Yes, believe it or not, his parents named him that. How the hell can I compete against his name on the ballot?
I would maybe ask his parents to adopt you and give you an equally awesome name because they sound like awesome kid namers.
They know what's up. They know how to pick a good name. The only better name would have been Jim West Desperado.
Rough Rider?
You know what, Nana?
I would say run on a very heavy Smilax-based campaign.
You know the best thing you could do is change your name to something high school kids like more than Adam West. Like, what if you had your name legally changed to Free Milkshakes in the Calf?
That's not what kids are. I think
all high school kids want Free Milkshakes in the Calf.
No, they're all about.
How about Twilight
Facebook.
Bieber?
They're all about Facebook and Whippets now. I don't know what's going on.
Free Milkshake. What if? Let me hit you with this.
Milkshake free Facebook free Whippets.
Free
for,
milkshake
for your
machine
student body president
in the Calf.
You know what? We failed to take into account that he might be running against the actual Adam West.
I'm
Adam
back
West
in school.
Has returned to high school to beat this kid in the student body president race.
Perhaps he's time traveling to say, maybe if this kid becomes student body president, maybe if Alan becomes student body president, then he'll I don't know, create some sort of horrifying legislation that dooms the planet. So maybe Adam West has traveled back forward in time.
Okay.
To beat him.
To put right what once went wrong, is what you're saying.
An anonymous question from Formspring, and it's a good one. Throughout the course of the workday, my shirt comes untucked, but only on the sides of my shirt by my hip bones. Any advice on how to keep that part tucked in?
Two words. Shirt garters.
Shirt garters.
Shirt garters. I was going to say, get yourself, what were those things
shirt
that fine gentlemen would wear in the 1800s, and they were it was basically a onesie where your bloomers and your t-shirt would be the same. I believe it was called a frockle.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Griffin. It's called an anti-masturbation belt.
Yeah, sure. Or an anti anything you need access to your genitalia for, because this whole thing would cover up your whole situation down there.
My frockle has been strained lately. I meant to tell you guys that.
Do you find that happening a lot?
The problem is the frockle, you're putting a lot of pressure on the frockle in a lot of different places during your usual work routine. What you have to do is just consistently buy more and better frockles.
Yeah.
And Hanes has some amazing new frockle technology that I really
Their
love.
Their sport frockles are really nice. The extended leg frockles, is that what you're talking about?
On another note, untuck your shirt, you fucking nerd.
How about you get a bigger shirt?
Get Be careful and make sure that your shirt is the kind that is supposed to be tucked in. If it's squared at the bottom, it's not designed to be tucked in.
Are you going to a wedding or a funeral? Yeah. Because those are the only two sitches. Consider, like, the cash Jude Law look, you know? Like the Jude Law.
Totally cash. Totally cash.
Got a jacket over a fine button-up. Only the button-up's untucked, but the jacket is tucked.
Ooh,
the untucked shirt with the tucked-in jacket.
Yeah, it's difficult to pull off, but I mean, if you can swing it.
Yeah.
This question comes from Kevin S. on Yahoo Answers. He asks, "How old do I have to be to get nunchucks?"
Like, legally?
I don't know if there is actually a law. One of the answers was 21 years old. Which is a very definitive and also probably not correct answer.
Take a shot, buy some nunchucks. Here's the answer, 45 and still living with your mom.
Another answer is old enough to not want to buy nunchucks.
The moment, so it's like a sort of recursive law that's been put in place where if you are of an age where you want to purchase nunchucks.
You can now no longer buy nunchucks.
You're too young to buy nunchucks.
So it's constantly in flux. It changes from person to person. Like, for me, I still am not able to buy nunchucks.
Yeah.
Because I still really, really want
some. You want them too bad.
I want them so badly.
That's
I want
incredible.
To have them.
There's a ridiculously cute girl at Dylan's workplace that he's smitten with. She flirts with me constantly, he says, and it seems like a genuine interest and attraction coming from her. But there is a problem. She might be married. I know. None of my coworkers know her well enough to say if she's married, and she's from another department. I don't know any of her coworkers. Her desk has a picture of her in a nice dress and a guy in a tux, and she has a thin silver band on her wedding finger. What should be my first move to try and figure this out? Dylan, great news. You've already taken the first step. You've written to us, who are promptly going to tell you that she's married.
Yep.
That's too many signs. That can't just be...
Especially since she owns a wedding finger. And you don't get that for not being at a wedding. So...
No. She's married.
You remember when Ellen went on vacation for about 2 weeks last month? What was that all about? That seemed like an awfully... She said it was a honeymoon, but I thought that was like a joke.
A private joke between her and her coworkers.
I thought it was a joke because she flirts with me constantly, and I didn't get married to her.
Maybe you're just the guy at the office who is in charge of pens. She's always trying to get some pens.
Hey, did you guys get that invitation from Ellen? That was funny, right? What was
that was
all
a joke
about weddings? I don't know.
For weddings?
I don't
wedding
know
what? Who's she marrying?
That's a weird theme for a Cinco de Mayo party. Is a wedding. I'm not sure I get it. She's so quirky, Ellen. I love her so much.
This nice dress that she's wearing, Dylan, is it white?
Is it white, and does it have sort of a doily frilly pattern?
Is there like a kind frilly, of a thin lacy fabric covering her face?
Yeah, like a veiled kind of look.
Is all of her family there, and also her husband's family, because that's her husband, because they're at a wedding? And that's
if her husband comes into work, she is married.
Yeah,
if she has a husband, if she was wed... If she took part, if she was proposed to and said yes, and then after planning a wedding, had the wedding, then she's probably been wed. She's probably betrothed is basically the thesis.
Even money.
Tommy Red, good friend of the family. Justin's godfather? Is that true?
He's my godfather. What?
The godfather of your future.
He's my godfather.
Your godfather.
If something happens to my dad, then me, 29-year-old Justin McElroy, will be adopted by Tommy Wren. That is how it works. I will
Justin's
go to live
daddy.
With him. I will leave my wife to live under the care of Tommy Wren.
Justin's daddy says, my 7-year-old and I spend a lot of time in the car listening to music while commuting across town to her school or mother's house. She has really impressive taste so far and claims they might be Giants, Ben Folds, Tally Hall, No Doubt, Real Big Fish, and The Presidents as her favorites. I'd like to expose her to more artists and songs that I consider insightful and enjoyable, but they use more profanity. At what point is it okay to say, fuck it, and listen and let your kid listen to whatever they want?
Now. Fuck it.
I think it's okay to say fuck it after you count to three. Justin, could you perhaps give me an
example? 1, 2, 3, and fuck it. Just like that.
Just like that.
I'll say this. If your kid's listening to They Might Be Giants and Ben Folds, she's old enough to make that decision because she's awesome.
She's cooler than I am.
She's cooler than me. You know what, Tommy? I think the bigger question is, when did you forget what fuck it means? Like, at what, like, do you realize that fuck it's not like, I thought this over, and now my response to the situation, my decision is fuck it. Fuck it means like, ah, fuck it. Who cares?
I've taken all the variables into account, and the only decision I could come to is fuck it.
Fuck it. That's my decision. I checked the bubble box that says fuck it next to it after weighing all my options.
Maybe fuck it.
I'm getting it notarized.
At the same time, though, that's the best answer to this question of my kid is young. Should I let her listen to music with cursing in it? The absolute correct answer is fuck it. Yeah, sure. Why not? Let her hear those words so that she'll learn how to use them good.
I don't think there's a damn thing wrong with profanity. I love profanity.
Fucking profanity rules.
Shit.
Right?
But
that shit is awesome.
But I think it's the worst curse word.
Poop, poop, poop. You know what I'm saying.
Whoa.
It's fucking dookie. Slow down there, dick
ICP.
Shingles.
Shit around.
Fucking. It's great.
Okay. That's enough. Okay.
Let her listen to the last 30 seconds of the show. And exactly what
we
she's
covered
saying,
all the bases there, son.
My lady friend and I are making a mega love mix to proclaim our undying love for one another. So far we have two songs, Everything I Do It For You by Bryan Adams, and The Rose by Bette Midler. Suggestions would be greatly appreciated, but they must be held to the same standards as the tunes previously listed.
By same Anthony. Standards? Do you mean like Casey and JoJo and that kind of thing?
Like beautiful soaring.
Yeah. I know what Justin's going to say.
I don't think you do.
I think I exactly do.
What do you think?
I think you're probably going
to need
out.
To go with On the Wings of
there
Love by Mr. Jeffrey Osborne, one of the greatest love songs ever written.
I think that we could have a whole series of answers to this question of songs that people love as love songs that they play like at like weddings and stuff, but in reality, those songs aren't about really love.
Like the best example being,
like Afternoon... Well, no, that is about... That's about a different kind of... That's about love in the daytime. I was talking more about, like, Brick by Ben Folds 5, which people are like, I want that to be my first wedding dance song. It's like, dog, that song's about teenage abortion. You need to wise up. Actually, Afternoon Delight would probably be appropriate for this list. Oh, here we go.
Can you imagine? Just the two of you looking into each other's eyes.
The sweet bird.
On the bird.
The
sweet honey dipped baritone of Mr. Jeffrey Osborne pumping from the birds, like the hollow legs of the bird are echoing with the sounds of Jeffrey Osborne. Can you even imagine?
I think that would be powerful. Do you realize how much we're going to have to pay? I think that's Sony,
pricey.
Sony Music Unlimited.
Very pricey.
For that 1 30-second clip. It'll worth be totally
it.
Worth it, though.
Worth it.
Hey, Yahoo Answers user Mega in the baby names category.
Mega!
Has a very... it sounds like an important question because it's going to be the moniker of her child. And it's five names, and I'm just going to list them off, and...
Okay.
You say which one you endorse.
Okay.
Joseph. Thoughts?
Boring.
Nice. Boring. Travis likes it, Justin not so much. Joseph.
That's definitely shorter.
Okay.
J-O-S-E-P.
Okay, shorter.
Shorter, Travis?
I like it. Maybe it's, I like the first one better, but keep going.
Okay, so Travis is for number one, Joseph. Justin, you're for Joseph.
Yep.
Number three, Jessup. That's J-E-S-S-U-P, Jessup.
Okay.
Jessup, okay. That's my favorite so far.
Yeah.
Travis, have you changed?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Jessup.
What is it about Jessup that you guys like so much?
He sounds like a fun guy, right?
Yeah, what's Jessup up to tonight?
Jessup.
So you guys like Jessup with a U-P. How do you feel about Jessup with O-P? J-E-S-S-O-P.
It sounds like he's going to tell me some fables. I like
it. Yeah. It sounds fable-y.
You think Jessup has a more archaic sort of... No, I know, more artsy name. While Jessup knows how to have a good time, Jessup is just, he wants to teach you about old literature. Final one being Jesse. Joseph, Jessup, Jessup, or Jesse? Final vote.
All of them.
All of them. Like, Joseph? What about Joseph, Joseph, Jessup, Jessup, Jesse?
The third.
Mega.
What about Mega Jessup?
Mega Jessup.
Hey, who's that who's currently destroying our town? It is Mega Jessup.
To be fair, Jessup is how he starts out, and then he becomes Mega Jessup.
He evolves into Mega Jessup.
Don't make him angry.
You wouldn't like him when he's Mega. I'm just going to throw this out. Widen your scope.
Yeah, maybe try some other names. Like Adam West. Zarex asks from Twitter, he says, I do not drink and I find it hard to be enthused as others during the token bar night. I feel like I'm missing out, guys. Help. Oh, don't feel like you are missing out. Just know it.
know that you are. There's no feelings involved, just knowledge. That's a fact.
Zarex,
that's not good enough, man. Here's the thing, you're at a bar that you might as well go to the Matrix and climb underneath the seats and cover your ears and close your eyes and eat, just dump your face in a popcorn bucket and say, I'm not enjoying this movie out loud. Because, like, you're not, this is the way you're in a movie theater.
You would also, you would look less weird doing that than you would if you were at a bar and not drinking.
Yeah. The only other option I can tell you is eat like a giant meat-filled sandwich and hopefully you'll get meat drunk.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I think I was pretty good myself.
God, I've never thought of that. There are some nights where I legitimately don't feel like getting drunk. Like, I don't feel like drinking, but I wanna alter my state of consciousness. And, you know, I've been sober from the meth for about 3 or 4 years now, so meat might be the best option.
Meat is God's drug.
Meat is nature's drug.
Why not, the next time you're out with your friends, do a tab of acid, flip the table, call them pussies, blackout.
That would be awesome. If your friends are giving you shit for not drinking whenever you go out to the bars, just one night, go out with them and get violently, dangerously, like, horrifyingly drunk. And, like, just crash a car and put, like, one of them into, like, a short coma, but a respectable coma. And then next time you're out, and they're like, they will never be like, hey, you want a drink?
But they will never be like, hey, want to hang out? So that's
no, no, next no. Time they still want to hang out with you because they need a DD.
Because you're crazy. It's like Jessup up in here. Like, he's crazy like a Jessup is what
I'm
saying.
But in the future, whenever you're like, I'm just going to not drink tonight, everyone's going to be like, okay, that is the best idea for you.
Yeah, you need to stop drinking.
We know how you operate.
But seriously, start drinking.
Speaking of starting drinking... Kyle on Gmail says, it is my 21st birthday next Tuesday, May 11th. I would like to go to the bars for the first time at midnight the Monday night beforehand to celebrate. So tonight, right?
Yes.
Tonight,
right. However, he's going to the bars tonight.
However, I have a very difficult final exam the next day that I really should study for and be fully rested. What should I do?
Shot. Obviously, Kyle,
get out to that bar. Put that textbook down. Replace that textbook with a big stein of party liquor, and then just get it done.
Here's the thing,
that's what you need to do.
Little known college rule, and this is in every rule book on every college campus. If it is your birthday, you automatically pass the final. You're good. Yep. You don't even have to worry about it. Just tell your teacher it's your birthday and walk out. It's like Chuck E. Cheese. On the day you get of your a free exam- token.
Bring in a copy of your birth certificate and then sit there for a while like you look like you're doing the test. But then after 30 minutes, before everybody else, because you still want to look impressive, you pull that copy of the birth certificate out and you lay it down on the teacher's table and you walk out of the room.
Never check your grade because that'll break it.
Right. You will fail.
Yeah.
But you've been doing pretty good for the rest of the class, so I doubt it's going to sink you.
A similar rule applies at Pizza Hut. You can get a free personal pan pizza if you present your birth certificate on your birthday.
College and Pizza Hut are pretty much the same thing.
I went to Pizza Hut U. I don't know about you guys. I majored in those little pepper packets that they allow you to pour on.
What's in those?
I don't know, but it's spicy as shit.
What?
To be fair, Griffin failed his final, so he never learned what was in those pepper packets.
Right.
McElroy Brothers, yes. This is all we're talking about now. McElroy Brothers, this is a theme show. Do we have a theme block? I'm turning 21 next Tuesday, okay? And I was hoping you could give me recommendations on what drinks I should order first.
What drink did I order first, or what drink would I suggest he orders first?
Because I know the first thing you got was a Southern Comfort.
A tall boy of SoCo, like a bucket. A bucket of SoCo. It was actually one of those buckets that you use to build sandcastles. I was in my basement, and I was drinking out of beach toys. It was pretty dope. We did like a beer luge down a boogie board.
Griffin's a real Jessup. He's a beach toy junk. He just drinks out of beach toys. Exclusively.
Exclusively out of beach toys and snorkels.
Big frosty glass of moonshine.
Just moonshine. I get the greatest gift of all you can get for your 21st birthday, loss of vision in your right eye.
Hey, that's not funny.
Hey, that's not funny.
Let's all just say our favorite that he should get. I say get a 7-7. It is smooth, it is mellow, it is crisp, it is refreshing, it tastes great, and it gets the job done. Difficult to make.
The best drink you can get is the vodka gimlet. Make sure you get a decent vodka.
I would say a pineapple upside down cake. It's delicious, and it'll get you effed up right.
Yeah, and it'll be really double great because all your sorority sisters will be super impressed.
Don't even act like you don't love yourself a pineapple upside down.
Maybe you can get that cute boy to drink it out of your navel.
Travis, I think you may have misread the question. That was my first 13-year-old shot. Boone's Farm and pineapple upside down cake. But he's turning 21. He's a grown ass man.
Then
so I'll give you a second chance.
Travis, troubling news. Troubling news from Form Spring, guys. One of our listeners has a meeting in an hour, but is still hungover. We are probably a little late to this.
Or maybe he knew exactly when the show is.
I know. I am planning on being hungover Monday morning.
In a week and an hour.
A speedy reply would be appreciated. Okay. I can actually answer this one legitimately. When you go to – it really isn't any great secret. The night before, you have to drink water. Mm-hmm. Have to drink water and take one ibuprofen. The next morning, wake up. Don't sleep in. Wake up. Drink a giant glass of water again. Take two ibuprofen and then go back to sleep for a half hour.
That's it.
Wake up and you'll feel great.
Justin had me on that regimen. I came in town was it last week? It was last week, I think, and we went out to a prom, and man, I got drunker than I've been in a long, long time. And Justin hooked me up with a glass of water and an IBU, and then in the morning, another glass of water, two IBUs, and then I helped Dad move comic books out of the house. What up, Dad? I know you're listening. I was totally hungover that morning because I got party drunk the night before.
And just to clarify, they didn't impersonate 17-year-olds and go to a prom. They went to a prom-themed party. It's important to note there.
Well, we went to both. Question. We can't tell that story on the show.
We got drunk at one and got lucky at the other. So, good luck. Did you guys hear the rumor about Jeff's girlfriend from Gmail?
I did. Yeah. It's all over the Twitters.
Everybody's saying, Jeff specifically is saying, that she snores like a stuffed-up Sigourney Weaver possessed by Gozer, which keeps him from falling asleep. What should I do?
Get rid of her.
She's done.
End it.
Cash out.
A man needs his sleep. He needs his sleep. Yeah. He needs it. Maybe tell her to sleep somewhere else. I this is so important. Your sleep. You got to get 9 to 10 every day.
is Jeff? Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey. Is she Gozer? Is she legitimately possessed by Gozer?
Because then you have
the Gozerian, problems. I mean? Yeah.
Did she recently somehow become more, I don't know, skanky?
Ooh.
Like Sigourney did in that
like
movie?
Like kind of glowy skanky, though?
Like kind of glowy skanky, like deep dark circles around her eyes, and also she's boning down on Rick Moranis. Have you caught her making love to Rick Moranis lately?
I know at first you thought nothing of it, but it's a problem.
Because who can blame her, right? He's adorable. Look at him.
God, he's teeny tiny. You want to put him in your pocket and just carry him around and say, "What up, Rick Moranis?"
Honey, he stole my heart.
My girlfriend snores. My girlfriend snores and also fucks old cast members of Second City. Can you?
Dave Thomas, get out of here. Go make another strange brew.
Yahoo
Canadian
Answers.
Roustabout.
Yahoo Answers user Shan says, How to turn an iPod Touch into an iPhone without jailbreak?
Go back in time and buy an iPhone.
I really want an iPhone, but can't afford it at the moment. I have an iPod Touch, and I really want to try to turn it into an iPhone, but my iPod is not jailbroken. I do not want to jailbreak it, so if anyone has any solutions on how to turn my iPod Touch into an iPhone, I will be very grateful. Thank you.
Wow. Future of America right here.
Step one, read the instructions.
Step two, maybe it already is. Have you tried calling people on it?
Attach your iPod with a string to other iPods, and then you might be able to get some sort of acoustic effects. Acoustic loop.
Maybe tape your iPod to a larger cell phone.
Like an iPhone. Maybe your iPod to an iPhone. And
get like a track phone. I'm trying to find like an economical way for him to do this.
I've got it right here. Put your iPod in your pocket. Get in your car. Drive to the person you want to talk to. Pull your iPod out of your pocket and place it to your ear. The clarity is going to be awesome. You're going to be able
to
talk to
that
friend.
He would need to jailbreak it, and he doesn't want to jailbreak it.
Oh, yeah, you would need to jailbreak it. Jeff from Gmail.
Two Jeffs in a row?
Jeff. And by the way, if you write in the show, your name's not Jeff.
No.
It's Jeffrey.
It's Jeffrey or possibly
so Jeffrey.
Jessup. Or possibly Mega Jessup.
Mega Jessup. So I'm accompanying my wife to visit her parents in the coming weeks, and while the visit is usually rather painless, the bed we are relegated to is very noisy. Being relative newlyweds, we still engage in the relations, if you know what I mean, and was wondering what the etiquette on fooling around in this awkward situation might be, Jeff.
Shh. It's gonna be okay. You can still do it, but you gotta keep it down here.
I mean,
keep it down here.
You ready for the pleasure?
You ready for the pleasure? Meemaw is literally this wall is stucco. This wall is completely stucco. Anything we do, they can probably hear us whispering. Gotta keep it down here. But let's make love.
Listen, I want to show you that our relationship is still as fiery. As fiery as it was when we started. No, Jeff, no. Jeff, no. No, no. No. I'm married, Jeff. No. Gross, Jeff. Gross.
Jeff is a grown-ass man with grown-ass urges.
I get this!
Jeff's got to get himself sassified. And Jeff, noisy bed, adjacent meemaw, or no. Jeff needs to get his Jeff off.
Jeff... Jeff, if your urge to get your Jeff off is not so strong that you have to rent that you can't rent a room at the Super 8 away from your meemaw, then your urge to bed down is not so strong that it cannot be resisted.
I'm saying learn how to bone down on the quiet, buy an inflatable mattress, and lay that out, because that completely obviates the whole squeaky bed issue. And
carry that around
in your bag. And then lay that down, and then make sweet, silent love upon it.
Maybe you should approach this problem head on, right? Here's my plan. go to your in-laws the day one. Say, listen, I appreciate you having us. The bed you've supplied us with is quite loud, and we're afraid that our noise making will be a ruckus. So what bed might be quieter that you could accommodate us with? And also, where can I put my oversized duffel bag with the words lube bag written on it?
Should I put that in? There looked like some spare room in Meemaw's abode.
Can I put it in Meemaw's room? Will she be offended? I will need to access it at regular intervals.
What's a lube bag? Oh, Meemaw. Meemaw, don't be coy. You know exactly what this oil is used for. You old whore.
You old racist whore. I hate Jeff's Meemaw. Jeff's wife's Meemaw, to be fair.
Yahoo Answers user Dontang asks, what happened to all the Juggalos? A few years ago, everywhere I looked, someone was wearing an ICP t-shirt or something with the Hatchet Man on it. Now, I rarely ever see it, and I feel like the Juggalo Nation is starting to diminish. How many of us Juggalos and Juggalettes are left? And if you're a Juggalo, please tell me.
Shouts out.
I saw my first Hatchet Man bumper sticker yesterday.
What, who is this Hatchet?
I don't know.
He's like their logo. He's like the gentleman with the, he's got kind of the Sideshow Bob haircut, and he's got a hatchet, and it looks like he's sprinting. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, that sounds terrifying.
He's sprinting to the dollar store to buy as many economy-sized bottles of Faygo that he can fit in his fucking Vespa.
The bad news is there's been a Juggalo rapture, and you've been left behind. You didn't believe strong enough in Shaggy Two Dope and Murder Man.
You can read all about it in Juggalo Kirk Cameron's Juggalo book, Juggalo Left Behind. I'm just kidding. You can't read.
Be sure to get the audiobook version read by Jeff Goldblum.
Here's what you don't
also
know.
You're so stupid, and the band you listen to is stupid, and all the society Juggalos that you've created is the dumbest thing ever.
All the Juggalos and Juggalettes have gone underground to wait it out.
I don't want to ostracize any people groups that might listen to our show, but if you listen to our show and you're a Juggalo, just die. Just go somewhere where you can die quickly and comfortably.
Are you not down with the clown?
No, I'm so far up with the clown that it's... I can't even see the clown anymore because I've evolved so far above it because they're the worst band.
You know, Griffin, as we talk about this, I've actually drawn a little Venn diagram here.
Okay, let me see.
Our listener base and Juggalos and Juggalettes. And unfortunately, those two guys in the middle are going to be really upset at what you just said.
But those two guys are the guys from Insane Clown Posse. Yeah. I offended them personally on a very personal level.
Thank you, Murder Fella.
Murder Baby.
And
Murder Pops.
Shaggy.
And Shaggy Tooth. Murder Pants and Shag.
Mega Jessup?
That is the only... If I ever met someone who was of the Church of the Clown, and I said, oh, great. And, like, I knew he was one of them because of the face paint and the illiteracy, then... I would turn away and I would not want to talk to him until I asked his name. If he said Jessup, I would want to party.
What are you doing tonight, Jessup?
What are you doing tonight?
Party liquor?
Party liquor
drinking
mixed
out of beach toys?
That's what your first drink needs to be.
Yep.
Faygo.
One part Boone's Farm, one smart Faygo, and then just a bullet and a gun.
And the courage to do what's right.
Liam on Gmail asks, how do I find out who I am? As a teenager, I thought this question only existed as a convenient replacement for a plot and protagonist has amnesia-type movies, but as I progressed through young adulthood, I've realized how important the answer is. The three of you come across as people who have gotten a handle on who you are. How the hell do I do that? Just hang out with us.
Yeah.
Liam, maybe you got it right the first time, and maybe your life is getting a little hacky. Mm-hmm. Maybe it is only a plot and protagonist has amnesia type movies. And maybe the writers on your life are starting to get a little lazy.
Maybe they're on strike.
Did you hit your head recently? You have trouble remembering things?
Do you have tattoos on your body of things that you've learned? It's been so long since I've seen that movie, I can't make jokes at its expense.
So Liam, this seems like a serious question, so I want to bring it down here. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you're like. Stop worrying about that. Get interested in other people.
And don't be an asshole.
Trying to figure out what you're like is not going to get you anywhere, man. find a person, get interested in other folks, and that's the best way to define yourself.
Just find somebody.
You know what, Leon?
Just find somebody.
I like you for you.
Yep, me
I think
too.
You're great. I just wanted to throw that out there.
You've got a cool name.
Yeah,
you're right there.
It's hey,
I've been thinking about doing this thing, where I think everybody, maybe not everybody, I would say 95% of the people who listen to podcasts listen to them hoping that the people on the show will at some point just randomly just say their name and call them out. So I think it would be great if just throughout the course of the show, with no explanation or pretense, we just said, like, Kyle Collis. And he heard, like, Kyle Collis would hear it in his car. Andrew Bardsley. Like, they're in the car right now, and they're hearing it, and they're with their friends, and they're just like, Matt McCormick. And they're freaking out. Joseph B. Luna. Out. What is going on?
Okay, I got one. Gary Sinise.
Gary Sinise is freaking the fuck out right now.
We got to give a shout-out to our man, Craig Bierko.
Yeah.
He's a big fan. Gave us two shout-outs on his Twitter feed.
We should also give a shout-out to Carrie Carter. Katie Carter. Shit. Also Carrie Carter.
Good one.
Rowan Berry.
And also Mega Jessup.
Rowan Berry. Right. And Jessup. Mega Jessup.
Mike Suzek from Twitter asks, as a straight man, can it be socially acceptable to compliment a lady on her shoes? Are we past gender stereotypes? I like shoes.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
nothing wrong with that, brother. Make sure that, like, you're ready to back that up, though. Because if you say you like your shoes, you may be opening yourself up to a good 10, 15-minute conversation.
I know.
Just about.
About shoes.
That.
Let's play a fun game. This will be a nice little over-under. How many pairs of shoes have I owned in my adult life?
God.
We'll say I turned adult. We'll say since I graduated from college. Justin.
My guess is going to be...
I'm talking about not dress shoes don't count, sandals don't count. I'm talking about...
Your go-tos.
My go-to daily cash
everyday shoes.
Off-court buddies. I'm going to go... I'm going to go with 3.
Travis.
I'm going to go with 2,685.
No, real.
Okay, real guess. I know you pretty well. 1.
Oh, see, if we're going Price is Right rules, then Travis won because the answer is 2.
Oh, God.
Do you remember those shoes that you got me for Christmas?
Yeah.
Was that 07 or 08? Because I'm having trouble.
It was, oh, no. I want to hear Griffin's last question. But first, I feel like I need to tell you guys the important news about how you can get some help from us. If you're on Twitter, first off, just go to mbmbam.com. All this stuff is there. You can listen to all our old shows. Get everyone you know to subscribe, or just one person, either way is good with us. And pass this show along to them. Don't keep your light under a bushel. This show's a gift that you can share.
For free.
For free. You can email us, mbmbam.com.
At gmail.com. If you do that, you'll just go to our website.
I'm not so good with tech.
How do you science work?
Tech things. Any other ways that I'm not forgetting? Tweet.
There's FormSpring. There's Twitter.
When you see the announcement go live for a new program, a new show, if you would retweet that and tell everybody that that the new show's out and that we're slipping down the iTunes rankings because we get that first rush of everybody subscribing. So tell a bunch of your friends to subscribe. They'll really like it. And we promise in return to only deliver quality radio.
And thanks, everyone, for the reviews on iTunes so far. They've been really great, really positive. So many
nice
stars
trade
in there. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Keep that up. You know, drop a review, drop a subscription, whatever you want to do. Everything helps out, and you're great.
We're still trying to get every mid to high range celebrity to tweet about mbmbam.com.
Craig B's a great start, though.
Yeah.
So far, our list of people that we still need to get include every mid to high range celebrity except Craig Bierko. So if you could talk to the celebrities you know, harass them into tweeting about our show, maybe listening, but probably not.
Gary Sinise.
That would be Gary Sinise. We're looking at you.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him. He's so busy with CSI, but I think he can break off.
Oh, and t-shirts should come soon.
Ooh. Everyone look keep an eye on Justin's Twitter box. Looks real great.
Keep an eye on your Facebook, our Facebook group, and we'll talk about it there. Griffin, hit me.
Our final question of the day comes to us from Yahoo Answers user Mariah. Oh, man. She asks, can you take a parakeet in the shower with you?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
And this has been My Brother, My Brother, and Me.
You will never know me.